like I said, as you age, you definitely don't have the stamina like you did when you were 20. But don't let that be an excuse. Don't be like, oh, right. I'll always be tired. Well, right. I know some 40, 50, 60-year-old people that have twice as much energy as a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
We believe that you are strong by design, and you were made in God's image to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. Hi, my name is Chris Wilson, and you're listening to the number one strength and health authority podcast in the world. So let's get ready to unlock your potential and transform your life with today's expert. Hey, if you want the free 7 Worst Testosterone Killers report, then just text TESTO to 345-345. That's TESTO, T-E-S-T-O, to 345-345. And you'll get a text from me asking for your email. Then you'll get the free report sent to your email inbox. And if you're not in the U.S. or Canada, then you can grab the free report at criticalbench.com/bonus-video. Let's dive in. Hey there, welcome. This is Coach Chris with the Strong by Design podcast show. We're doing something a little different today, kinda, not really. I had something in my mind like we were gonna switch seats and Brian was gonna be the host. But really, it's like both of us talking about something that's a big issue for us. Pretty important to both of us. It's about how not to get the 40-year-old dad bod.
Yeah, but I'm not 40 yet.
You're not 40 yet. But like, as you just said, men today are starting to get the 30-year-old dad bod.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm
getting there.
But so this is really speaking to all these men out there and who, you know, we're all getting older. And unfortunately, the aging process can be a bit of a challenge. When we're not sure where to go, when we don't have good direction, when we don't have a goal, we don't have a plan to get there, we don't have the guidance that we need. And oddly enough, even though I was a strength coach, I found myself falling into that same trap. Mm-hmm. And I needed Brian, you, to help me get out of it. So I'll just get a little personal. So I was in my, you know, late 30s with my son and working a lot, working in the fitness and health industry. But unfortunately, the exercise program I was following at the time was mostly just like a typical bodybuilding routine, not super athletic or dynamic or, there was some times where it would be a little bit more fun than other times and stuff. But I mean, I think I was going through the motions like a lot of people, even though it's so weird. Like you're somebody who knows strength training, but you revert
to old patterns.
Yeah, I really did. And I got frustrated. I got frustrated that I was losing some of my strength and that I wasn't what I was in my early 20s and all these thoughts and emotions that are kind of come with the territory of getting older and, you know, thinking about what I once was and, you know, and I don't have the energy I once had. I don't have the time for myself that I once had because now, you know, you got your commitments to your children, your wife,
work,
other things. You know, when you're in your 20s, you can be pretty darn selfish, and that works in your favor, you know, when it comes to, you know, getting sleep, getting exercise,
eating right.
Yeah, I mean, you can just do whatever you want. You do your own shopping, you do everything, right? And as we get older, and 40, I guess, is just kind of that cutoff point.
Well, you think
where
people are saying I'm officially over the hill.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember my parents turned 40 and everyone like the black balloons and it was like a big deal. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they still do that now,
but I know.
It was like 40. It's like, all right, it's time to retire and get a Corvette.
I think it's gotten better, but yeah, you're right. I mean, gosh, when I remember my dad's 40th birthday,
it was like
party when I was
life
a little
is
kid.
Literally on the descent.
You're an old man. You got gray hair.
And now I'm a couple years shy of being 40. I'm like, no, I'm like just entering my prime.
Yeah. Well, and luckily you're using your expertise in the fitness and health world to like
to give you that advantage, that leg to up, elongate that youth.
But it's pretty sad anymore, though. You go shopping at the store, you go to a grocery store, you go out running errands or whatever, and you look around, and there's more, a lot more people out of shape and looking, you know, like they have lost their way physically, or maybe look older than they actually are. Then there are, I mean, if you, especially you, you know, you're really lean, really fit. You walk around the store, you might not see one other person in the whole store that is at your physical place.
Yeah, and that's something that's it bothers me.
Yeah, it is.
It's because I mean that's my passion, is to help people, and right. When I see other people not doing just even the bare minimum, it frustrates me,
yeah.
But it also motivates me to not get that way.
Yeah.
It's
talk a little bit about your and if I didn't say in the beginning, I think I said Brian, but I probably didn't say.
You threw my name out there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're just like going after it today without too much of a script, because we just wanted to talk about it. We both created something, really, mm-hmm. in essence, right? And I had to lean on you in order to create this, because I was at a low place in my life, even though I was, you know, somebody that had been strength training for all these years. I needed guidance from a peer to like wake me up, rattle my cage a little bit, and break me out of this little mold exercise training mode mold I had created for myself. So, just tell the listeners a little bit. Just about your experience, your expertise.
Yeah, so this is Coach Brian, if you can recognize my voice.
He's on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm looking part up. Of the Critical Bench Strong by Design team. I'm not just some random Brian guy.
You get on Critical Bench. Go to YouTube, youtube.com/Critical Bench. And if you want to see what he looks like, because he's ripped, he's got like an 8-pack, you know. Sometimes he has a really amazing beard.
Yeah.
You know, there's about 1,500 videos on YouTube with him. So check it out.
Yeah.
He's got like a James Harden kind of beard, would you say? Like when you grow it out full force, you could totally be, dominate the beard game if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like if you played basketball. He's not a bad basketball player either.
Except I'm not.
What's that?
I'm not anywhere near his characteristics.
Well,
except having a good beard.
He's right. And that's what I'm saying. He's a beard with a six pack.
All
right, like a walking beard with a six pack.
So my background's in exercise science.
Yeah.
I went to school for all this stuff, and you know, I hold that pretty highly. Is that I can say I know what I'm talking about, because
right.
I've got years of education from universities to prove what I do and what I say is accurate. It's all backed by science. Got numerous certifications. So it's not just something that I said, hey, this worked for me, so it's going to work for Chris, or it worked for this person, so I'm going to create a program. No, like this is what I do. This is what I research. This is what I dedicated my life to, mm-hmm. is helping people just like you, Chris, to get to where they want to be. And it doesn't matter if I'm dealing with a 20-year-old or an 80-year-old. Like there's certain training principles that have to apply in order for results to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And now, we're no strangers to what happens to the body as we age. You know, testosterone drops, estrogen spikes. You know, it's a lot harder to build lean muscle if you're not doing the proper training techniques. Like certain physiological adaptations take place as we age. And just like you mentioned, Chris, if we're not aware of it and we're not doing anything to combat it, mm-hmm. what's going to take place?
Right.
Dad bod. We're going to get fat. We're going to get lazy.
Yeah.
And then all the things that are associated with it. I mean, type 2 diabetes, cholesterol, you're more prone to injury, lack of sexual drive. I mean, there's bald. I mean, there's so many things that go into just not taking care of your body.
And all these things together can lead to depression.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, maybe you're not even a depressed person by nature. Some people are clinically depressed, you know, but some people just, they get to this place in life and they're not focused on themselves at all anymore, not devoting any time to their own well-being. They're giving of themselves to everything else.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden one day they wake up and they're like, I'm depressed. I don't like my life. I don't like who I am. I don't like my body, the body I'm in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very real thing that is happening to millions of people. Not, this isn't like just thousands of people. This is millions of people just in this country that have we're at a point in our culture where there's more people alive now in this age range, late 30s to early mid 40s, than like ever before in history, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they have all these things at their fingertips, all these options, all this information, and yet what's happening still? they have this problem.
Right.
You know, and you know, it doesn't matter how many Google searches you do or how many, in Brian's case, how many YouTube videos you watch of him in it, if you're not taking action and making time for yourself and following a good program, you're just, unfortunately, going to be spinning your wheels and maybe never getting where you want to be.
Think about, like, I love how you just said YouTube. You could, anybody, anywhere, at any time can go onto YouTube and become a master of anything.
Yeah.
And it's all free information. So why aren't there masters everywhere? Why are there still overweight people? I mean, all the resources are there. It's just that four-letter word, lazy. I don't mean laziness in a negative way,
right,
but
to
like
be mean, you just
you don't put yourself first. You don't take care of what you need to do. I mean, at the end of the day, I get it. You're tired, kids, work. You know, the car breaks down. You got to run to the store, whatever. I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm a father of two kids. I'm married. I've got a house. I've got a full time job. Like, I get how it's easy to get lazy, but if you don't catch the laziness now in your late 30s, 40s, it might be almost too late, because you don't want to be working on your health when you're 60, 70 years old. You want to be enjoying your health and taking advantage of all the things you did leading up to your latter part of your life.
Right.
So that's why we created the 40 Strong, just because with that mindset in place, like, not only do we want men to succeed as being, you know, leaders of the house, leaders of work and things like that, but we want also them to be leaders of their health. We want them to take the initiative to do the things necessary to be strong,
right?
Not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and even financially. I mean, I'm only, I don't even know how old I am, in mid 30s, but I know that weakness in any one of those areas affects every other area of your life.
Oh, no doubt.
So if we can really hone in on helping you, the listener, just realize that it's not too late to get strong, but you definitely don't want to skip another day of putting you first and taking care of your body.
Right, right. It's true, you know, as men, we're kind of looked to as the leaders of our family, let's say. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to knock the moms out there, because you're equally important, obviously, but I think I'm actually reading a book right now called Hero by Meg Meeker, which is pretty amazing. And it talks about the importance of a strong father being a strong leader of the family. And where you go, your family follows, right? So as a dad in the skin, if you're not a dad, hey, if you're hitting 40 and you're not a father, you know, that's fine. But you still got things pulling you in all different directions. You know, work-related things, relationship things that you got going on. So you need to set the standard, you know, and others will follow. So, you know, if you want healthy kids, if you want maybe a wife to enjoy exercise or activity or trying to improve her, you know, her body or whatever, if you're doing that stuff and encouraging her, then there's a very good chance that she'll follow in your footsteps. So you have a lot of power in that. So there's three factors, and I think you actually helped this in kind of like come up with these three factors for why, you know, why men in particular lose strength and gain weight. Number one is the energy spiral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're exhausted. We're kind of walking around exhausted,
relying on caffeine.
Yeah.
Always looking for a nap.
Yeah.
Just when sports come on, just put your feet up and tap out.
Yeah. We wake up tired. We go through the day. Our diets are probably could be better.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, supplementing with caffeine or caffeinated products. And we're like robots, and we get home and it's right. Put your feet up, and daddy's like, pfft. So now all of a sudden you don't have energy for yourself to be active. You don't have energy for others and mm-hmm. your kids. I mean, when you get home, like they need some dad time, mm-hmm. you know, or your wife needs some husband time, you know, you need to be there like mentally. So that's one of the main issues, you know, to like get yourself.
And there is some validity behind, I mean, like I said, as you age, you definitely don't have the stamina like you did when you were 20. But don't let that be an excuse. Don't be like, oh, right. I'll always be tired. Well, right. I know some 40, 50, 60-year-old people that have twice as much energy as a 20-year-old.
Yeah. What are they on, people
right, say. They're like, they must be taking this. Like, no, they're just doing – they've been either exercising their entire life, or they're eating properly. They're supplementing with minerals and vitamins. They're
getting to bed at a good hour. Right. They're consistent.
They're limiting all the things that are harmful to their health. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing what's on. They're doing what's on YouTube. They're doing what's on the internet. They're actually living examples of like that stuff actually works.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
And especially, you know, the second one is being the frustration cycle. Like, that's just, we're not in our 20s anymore.
Yeah, look in the rearview mirror. Too many people get lost there.
Yeah, well, like you were when you came to me. Yeah, you're like, I'm doing everything I was doing when I was 20. But I'm like, dude, you're not 20.
Yeah.
You're not even, like, you're twice the age of 20.
I'm not even 30 anymore.
Right, so how can you expect the same things, the same exact workouts and the training styles and everything to work when you're 20 to work when you're now.
Yeah.
Like, everything's different. Your body's in a much different place. So we get frustrated because if we can't bench press 225 again right at age 40, you know, what's the point? Like, you know, like that's the mentality. So a lot of guys just get frustrated. They're like, oh. But then you start looking at everything surrounding them.
Yeah.
Your body is in a much different place. So don't become frustrated. I'm just as – listeners,
it's easy to
it's very easy to
compare yourself to your former self or to others that are younger than you, and or sometimes even to other people that are your age, that and you can just be frustrated by their success, but you just see the outside, you don't see all the hard work maybe that they're putting into it, you know. And then thirdly, you have the priority paradox, which we've already talked mm-hmm. about. It's just that we make everyone else more important than ourselves. We don't carve any time out for ourselves, whether that be getting up a few minutes earlier in the morning, or you know, get kind of playing with the kids and then being like, okay, honey, you got bath time because I got to go, you know, get 30 minutes in doing something. You know, it's just like, rather than being a couch potato for the last 2 to 3 hours of the night and then going to bed. It's like the secret of the clock thing.
Right.
You know, our good buddy Mike Gillette, there's a great video actually on our YouTube channel. It's about the secret of the clock. And it's pretty much, the secret is that the clock should never dictate when you're taking action in life. You can, if you need to work out at 11 o'clock at night, work out at 11 o'clock at night if it's that important to you and you just didn't get one in the beginning of the day.
Right.
Or get up at 4 in the morning and do it before anybody in the house is up. So anyway, so make yourself – you have to – it's like the other thing too is in an airplane. If the plane's going down and the oxygen masks drop, what do they tell you?
Yeah.
Put the mask on yourself first, then your kid.
Yeah.
Because you have to take care of yourself first in order to be there for others. So that's a big part of what 40 Strong is all about.
And if you, not just for Chris, but even as you're listening now, like one of the simplest things you can do to, first off, you gotta know what your priorities are.
Yeah.
You know, if getting healthy is your priority, make it a priority. If you have the most energy first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's why aren't you exercising first thing in the morning?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
different. It's different for people. Some people feel it at the end of the day.
Like for me, I love spending my first waking hours with a cup of coffee, writing, reading, meditating, praying, whatever it is. That's when my mental capacity is its strongest.
Yeah.
And I work out middle of the day because I've got a little bit of food in me. You know, I've got my computer work out of the way. So I'm energized because I've got that done, and now I need a physical break. Yeah. Whereas some people say, I can only work out 8 o'clock at night.
That's it.
It doesn't matter what time you work out. You need to know what your priorities are and get them in place.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. So, you know, we mentioned this program because it really is like a blueprint for transforming how you look, how you feel once you're hitting that 40 mark or around the 40 mark. I mean, it's not to say that a guy who's 30 can't benefit from this program.
I learned a lot from writing it. Right. Yeah, writing it. So.
I know. We had a lot of fun when we created this. And actually, if listeners out there want to just learn more about everything we're talking about, they can go to criticalbench.com/40strong. And they can get a lot more
40 strong.
Yeah, 40 strong. And there's a ton of information on that page there. Just really good free information.
I call it wisdom.
It is wisdom.
it is. Even though I'm not even 40, but I've learned through school.
Yeah.
But it's a great program. I've learned so much just from just researching, just like what actually happens over the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reading statistics. Gosh, there really is a turning point in someone's life when they hit 40. Not just physically, but also mentally. Because, like we said at the beginning of this podcast, people think, oh, that 40 rolls around the corner, life's on the decline. It's not on the decline.
No,
that thought is that's the villain. That's the enemy. That thought that sneaks into your head saying, "All right, right. I'm past my prime.
Right.
I can't be good. All I'm good for is just working and that's it."
And physically, if I want to do anything, I really should only be doing X, Y, and Z. I shouldn't. When really, there's a lot of things that you should still be, like your activity should still be fun. I mean, if you like to play tennis, if you like to play basketball, if you like to go for a jog, if you like to ride your mountain bike. I just went on a trip and I had my mountain bike with me and I rode trails. I haven't done that in years. And I got to tell you, I was a little like, for the first 10 or 15 minutes because I didn't feel like one with my bike going over terrain. But then I got my legs underneath me and I felt awesome. And I was like, man, look what I've been missing for like all these years. And it's really just more of a time thing. It's just not that I didn't have the confidence in myself. It's just that I wasn't making time to do something like that that gives me a lot of enjoyment. It's physically awesome for you. And I'm like reminding myself, like, I need to incorporate this more now into my routine.
And the cool thing is, like, I'm sure, like, the second you got on your bike, it brought you back years.
Oh yeah,
no, it's I mean, totally. You're creating, you're recreating fond memories of your youth, and that's what we want to encourage you is like, just if you, like Chris said, if you enjoy tennis, go play tennis. Don't rid your things of these things that bring you pleasure and enjoyment.
Well, it's just all that movement. It 40 Strong just puts together a program that has a lot of different things going on, and something in there is going to be something that is exciting or an enjoyable activity for you, and so you can personalize the program a little bit, which is really cool.
Yeah,
and it's that type of movement that is what keeps us young, keeps our bodies young, and it's the mind, that mind-body connection is in everything. If we're challenging ourselves mentally but not physically, we're gonna hit some type of depression threshold there, I feel like. But if we're only challenging doing physical stuff but never like connecting it to our mind, you know, it's we have to have this marriage between like our mind and our body, and we have to continually work on both things, I think, in order to feel full or fulfilled in our life, right? So, I mean, that's what's so great about this program is I think it, like, because of the type of activity and stuff, like just the stuff that we do now in the compound here. Mm-hmm. When we train, we incorporate play into what we do and stuff. And I think it makes us perform better at our jobs, like when we're doing things in the office at the computer. I think because we're testing our physical abilities in all kinds of different ways. And then just mentally, I think we're just that much more like ready for challenges.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally agree.
Yeah. So, hey, also, you guys listening, if you text the word TESTO, T-E-S-T-O, to 345-345, you will get a free report about the 7 worst testosterone killers. It's a really, really good report. It's just great information. I mean, again, it just ties right into what we're talking about. As we get older, yes, we do create a little bit less natural testosterone. It's just what happens. However, if we live a certain lifestyle, we can... We can be better than average in what our body is doing them, hormonally, and there are things in our lifestyle that we can avoid to help us kind of retain as much of this natural testosterone as possible. So please check that out. Anything else you have to share, Mr. Brian?
I'm just trying to think. Anything else?
I have my. By the way, I have to. You notice my brand new Thor Ragnarok.
And he's Thor.
Tervis. Talk about a guy who's. I don't even know how old.
He's got to be a couple hundred years old, I would assume.
Thor? Yeah. Oh no, I thought it was like a. I thought he was like a thousand. Isn't he like 1,000 years old?
Yeah.
Maybe not 1,000. Maybe that's a bit much. 500? He looks good for 500.
Yeah.
You know, when you come from a different planet, you know. You know,
well, he also is a god, so...
He is a god. The god of thunder. And he doesn't even need his hammer.
A fictitious god, by the way.
Yeah, he is a fictitious god.
So, if you're asking yourself, you know, what's this 40 Strong program? Well, let me just tell you real quick. It's a workout program that's fit to your schedule. It allows you to incorporate the things that you enjoy. But it also gives you... You know, certain exercises to do over the course of 60 days, and you're able to track the progress. You're able to pretty much just do some fundamental lifts that are proven to be effective, you know, to help develop strong mind, body, you know, things like that, strong core. So it's unlike many programs out there, like, because it takes into consideration, one, your age, and also two, your mindset. Like the past
and schedule.
Schedule is mindset. Yeah. And we get it. Like, how old are you now, Chris?
I'm 42.
42, and I think I'm 33 or 34. But I mean,
something like
our lifestyles are very similar
where we
are in our stage of life.
Our lifestyles are pretty much identical.
Yeah.
It's just
we're both tired. We're both, you know, we both work.
We're both miserable. We're both tired. But no, just
sorry, babe, if you're listening to this, I'm not miserable.
Totally a joke.
No, but you know, a lot of these programs, and I've been spending a lot more time on Instagram lately, and even YouTube, everybody says, oh, a 12-week program, 6 days a week, 90 minutes in the gym, you're near max effort. Like, that's not realistic.
No.
That's so far away from the norm. Like, that's not even, and as a strength coach, I kind of laugh at that and be like, that's, pro athletes don't even train like that.
No, exactly, you're right.
So how come an average Joe expects to get the max results, but uses a program that's completely so anyways, this 40 Strong program is, you know, it takes all that into consideration, and it's created just for you. And don't think, you know, I'm 39 years old, can I take it? No. We created this program for guys in their 30s just to get some more information on what to expect when you hit your 40s, or how not to fit. You know, you can't see it, but I'm doing the fit the mold of the typical 40-year-old. Like, I don't want to be like all the other 40-year-olds when I get to 40.
No, me neither. I didn't. That was my fear, is that dad bod thing. And I felt myself, you know, kind of reaching that point and that frustration of like, man, I don't look like I did. I'm still training. And I'm training pretty hard. That's the thing. You get to a point where you're overtraining, you know, and then you're dealing with injuries and achy elbows and sore shoulders and all these things. It's like, well, what am I really after here? I'm kind of training like a wannabe powerlifter.
For what?
Slash bodybuilder. Like, what? I'm like, it's like kind of blurring the lines between those two approaches to training, and it wasn't working at all. And so 40 Strong brought just a lot of like clarity and to my approach. And I thank, you know, Brian for, you know, just his expertise in collaborating with him to like get me out of that funk. And it's been great, like the last three plus years. So anyhow, that's yeah. It, my man.
Yeah. So let us.
So glad you can be here.
Let us journey with you guys. Let us help you take advantage of the free report, 7 Words Testosterone Killers. You know, give us a text at 345-345, text TESTO. Get that free information. I mean, if anything, that's got a whole bunch of impactful information that will definitely set you up in the future for success. Mm-hmm. But 40 Strong, definitely check it out. I can't stress that enough, that don't give in to the excuse that, you know, life is over after 40, because it's not. We want you to be the best possible dad, father, businessman, or woman, you know, for that matter. But we want you to have a good life. I mean, not just hang your shoes and say, all right, retirement, country club, that's it, life's over. Man. Like, no,
it's about...
you were designed
to
do something great.
That's right. Yep, the mind moves the body and the body moves the mind. Those two things, man. And it's been great. And if you have young kids, I mean, being physically active, when you go on vacations, when you go to the playground, when you do all that stuff, and your kids see you being physically active and playing with them and doing all that stuff, that shapes their lives. It changes their lives.
That's a whole different topic.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we could spend hours just talking about
it. It's hard not to, though, as a dad with young children, to like touch on that, you know, because... I mean, I would say a good majority of the people out there who are 40 probably have a kid or have thought about it.
You could spend hours talking about being a dad and father and mentor and leader.
Blanket tug of wars last night, where I like held one edge of the blanket and the kids are on the other, and I like let them go. So much fun. Anyhow, so that's Coach Brian Klopacki sitting across from me, and I am Coach Chris Wilson, and we are... very happy to, we can look in the cameras that are over there. We try to ignore those cameras. 40 Strong program, you got to check it out again. One last time, criticalbench.com/40. That's 40 Strong. And you'll get a lot more information about that program. Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast show. It's been a pleasure and an honor. And we'll talk to you in the very near future.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening. And stay strong by design.